So the Springboks have been forced into another late change on the eve of their test against Wales. This time, John Klein has been forced to withdraw from the match day 23 tomorrow with a niggle. That means Eben Etzebeth has come into the starting lineup to start in the second row against Wales. Marco van Staden comes onto the bench. Heading into the final test of the year, Springbok assistant coach Mzwandile Stick wants a full performance from the team to finish 2024.
Wales is always a tough team to play away when they play at home. So I think we're looking for that performance once again. And how we've approached this week, it's the same as all the other weeks when we play test matches. But the key thing for us is that we just want to make sure that at least we finish strong. You know, if you don't perform well in this game, you've probably got the next 6 months being frustrated.
Well, the weekend of international rugby gets underway tonight when France hosts Argentina. Tomorrow, Ireland play Fiji, Italy host the All Blacks, and Wales host the Springboks. On Sunday, the Wallabies take on Scotland and England host Japan. In football news, new head coach Ruben Amorim says he truly believes that he's the right man to take Man United back to the top. The former Sporting Lisbon boss was preparing for his first match, which is a Premier League trip to Ipswich on Sunday. Amorim insists he's ready for the challenge.
It's so much different than Sporting. And Sporting is a big club, but it's in Portugal. It's a global club, so you have so much to do. It's not just coaching the team. So I'm improving in that area, but I feel very happy, very comfortable, so I feel at home.
Let's look at the fixtures for tomorrow in the Premier League. Leicester City take on Chelsea. Arsenal are at home against Nottingham Forest. Aston Villa take on Crystal Palace. Bournemouth face Brighton in the South Coast Derby. Everton are at home against Brentford. Fulham take on Wolves. And then probably the match of the weekend, Man City host Tottenham Hotspur. Then looking at cricket to finish, it was day one of the first test between India and Australia in Perth earlier today. 17 wickets fell as India were bowled out for 150 in their first innings, but they managed to restrict Australia to 67 for 7 in reply. The skipper of India, Jasprit Bumrah, on fire with the ball, took 4 for 17 in 10 overs as Australia battled their way to 67 for 7. Alex Carey is not out on 19, and with him is Mitchell Stark, who is on 6. They still trail by 83 runs. That's all from me for the week for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.